This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 21st June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Israel is enjoying clear skies across major cities. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are basking in warm sunshine, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. It's a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has named Staff Sergeant Nav Habshush as the fourth soldier killed in a tank disaster in Lebanon. This report comes from Ynet in the past hour. Also, Vance is in Switzerland for Iran talks. An emergency session on the Hezbollah-Israel conflict has been added to the agenda. This update is from the Times of Israel earlier this hour. Also this hour, Walla reports on the political lesson Netanyahu must learn. After agreements with Iran, Israel is urged to act independently. Separately, Iran is closing the Strait of Hormuz over Israeli actions in Lebanon. Axios reported this development 16 hours ago. And finally, Trump says Iran can have some ballistic missiles and billions of dollars. However, they must give up nuclear ambitions. This story is from JTA, reported 3 days ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Naftali Bennett, former Israeli Prime Minister, wrote just minutes ago he expressed heartbreak over the loss of Staff Sergeant Nave Habshush, describing him as a young man full of generosity and optimism. Meanwhile, Israel's foreign ministry posted earlier today they mourned the loss of Staff Sergeants Liav Kababia and Nave Habshush, both fallen in southern Lebanon. Arsen Ostrovsky, an Israeli human rights lawyer, shared condolences moments ago. He emphasized that Nave Habshush gave his life fighting Hezbollah terrorists. Now for more on those stories, starting with the tragic incident in Lebanon. Staff Sergeant Nave Habshush, 20, was the fourth soldier identified in a tank accident that took place during an operation against Hezbollah. According to Ynet, this event has brought a somber mood to the nation. The IDF's continued involvement in Lebanon remains a point of debate, as mentioned by Times of Israel. Turning to diplomatic developments, Vance's presence in Switzerland for Iran talks is crucial. The Times of Israel reports an emergency session on Hezbollah-Israel tensions has been added. This comes as the region braces for potential long-term military engagements. Meanwhile, Walla highlights the political implications for Israel. Following agreements with Iran, there's pressure on Netanyahu to steer Israel toward greater independence in its foreign policy. The potential shift could affect Israel's strategic alliances globally. In other news, Iran's decision to close the Strait of Hormuz marks a significant escalation. Axios points out this is the first major crisis with the U.S. since a recent peace deal. The closure could disrupt global oil supply, affecting economies around the world. And finally, Trump's comments on Iran's missile capabilities have stirred controversy. JTA reports he defends his deal, which allows Iran some missile control in exchange for nuclear disarmament. This decision is under scrutiny, with implications for regional security. On the economic front, first, SailPoint has acquired Israeli cyber startup Entro Security for $200 million. CTech reports this move strengthens SailPoint's position in securing non-human identities. Separately, Kaltura has launched a digital avatar to promote workplace inclusion during Pride Month. According to Ynet Business, this AI-powered tool challenges unconscious biases in professional settings. And finally, Globes reports a new hotel has been approved for Ben-Gurion Airport. The 8th-floor facility will enhance traveler convenience at Israel's main international gateway. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.